Hey there, and welcome to episode number 31 of Become a Guitarist Today with myself, Adam Roach. Now, in this episode, I talk to some of musicians' top players. So these players have a lot of the top positions on the leaderboard on Musician, especially in level 9 and 10. Now, there are three people who I've already interviewed in previous podcasts, which include James Nielsen. He's in episode number 3, and also Alexis Neary and Jonathan Reichhardt in episode 16. So I'll put the links in the bottom in the notes for this podcast, and you can check out their interviews as well. So in this podcast, I talked to Tomek from Poland. I talked to Juan Valencia, who's otherwise known as Mr. V, from Toronto, Canada. I talked to Eric Degenaar from Amsterdam. I talked to Paul Watson from New Brunswick, Canada. And I also talked to Timo Pak from Finland. So these guys give a great insight to how they get the best out of musician and how they get those really good scores, and also a bit about themselves as well. Now, don't forget, I do have my Patreon page up now, which is also in the notes below. So please, if you do like this podcast and really want to help out, keep this podcast alive, please come to Patreon, only from $1 up to whatever you want. So everything helps. And you can also head over to my website, becomeaguitaristtoday.com, where you can check out all of my other podcasts and some videos of some of the guests that I have had on in the previous podcast. Now, the other month, I did give away a free membership to my closed Facebook group called Guitar Lessons with Adam Roach. Now, this month, I'm giving another free membership away, which is a free lifetime membership. So all you have to do is go to the website, Become a Guitarist Today, go to the contact part, send me an email saying, I would love a free membership, and one lucky person will win the free membership. So don't forget, the closed Facebook group does have weekly lessons. It has tips and everything you need to know about guitars. So good luck. So let's go over to the first interview now with the one and only Mr. V, Juan Valencia. Yes, I must say, I have a lot of my students are a big fan of yours down here.
Yeah.
Every time they want to learn a song, if they get on Musician, they say, oh, it's got to be Mr. V. His ones are right.
So that's cool. Yeah, no, I enjoy making songs, and luckily, like, you know, they're most of my songs are on the top 100. So
yeah, oh, they're great.
Gets a lot of plays. Yeah, and I don't mind sharing. I mean, yep. I do it mostly for my students. So
yeah,
so that's the main goal. But you know, there's a lot of students and musicians. So yeah, and I like. I'm making popular songs. I like making songs that kids will like to play, you know?
Yeah, that's right. So do you just mm-hmm. tab them out yourself?
I use a combination of Logic Pro and Guitar Pro.
Okay.
And then I finalize it with the Musician Song Editor. But it's minor tweaks here and there. If I miss something, if I want to erase one or two notes or add
yep.
certain notes, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So how long have you been playing for guitar?
I've been playing since I was 9. It wasn't until I was probably 13 or 14 that I decided to really be serious about the guitar. Because before, when I started, I quit like 3 times guitar. I didn't get the right teachers.
Yep.
I really wanted to learn guitar. I kept asking my mom, but then she kept, you know, she didn't know best. So she get couple of teachers in the neighborhood here and there, and I couldn't click with those teachers until I clicked with one that really taught me what I wanted to learn, which back then was, you know, songs from Guns N' Roses and Metallica and
yeah.
and Led Zeppelin and all that. When I was 13, 14, I decided to go deep into the guitar, so that's when I asked my mom I wanted to go into the conservatory music, and so I started learning classical guitar. Because back then, you know, like, you hear all these heroes, guitar heroes from Metallica and Guns N' Roses, everybody, like, it would say, oh, well, your foundation is the classical guitar. If you know classical guitar, you can play rock.
Yep.
So, and, you know, I went into the classical guitar, and then I did all my high school years doing the conservatory. And once I graduated, I decided that that's what I wanted to do for a living. So I went into a university and I finished my guitar degree as a classical guitarist. And then once I was finishing, I'm like, oops, I don't think I can make a living playing guitar. And back then, I was getting interested in jazz. So I really liked jazz. Like, what's the next step? I discovered jazz and I started searching to see who could teach me professionally jazz guitar. And back then I was living in Colombia, so I did my degree in Colombia. And that's how I came to Canada. So searching for new horizons. I wanted to go to New York, but New York was too expensive. So I chose Toronto because it was closer to New York. It was fairly close. And I end up here. I'm living here. It's been almost 20 years now.
So you've pretty much been doing music full time then?
Pretty much music full time since I was a kid, basically. I've been very privileged because I've been able to work in different aspects of the music industry. So I did the performing thing. I had my band. I tour. Not internationally, but a tour within Canada and a little bit of the US. And then I got into, after that, then I got into music production for TV and commercials. So I had my studio, and then I did a lot of composition for TV and corporate commercials. And now I'm in the industry of education, which is what stole my heart, and I'm staying in with it. I'm having so much fun.
That's
I
great.
love children, and I love the what you can accomplish, and now more than ever, especially with the tools that we have now with musician. And it's just been great. Technology is awesome.
So how long you been teaching for?
Well, teaching, as you know, is you if you're a musician, I believe if you're a musician, it's part of your responsibility to pass on your knowledge, and we all as musicians is a great source of income. So if you're a touring artist, you can teach on the side. And so I did that a lot since I started teaching since I was in university. So I would say since I was 19. So I don't know, make the math, I'm almost 40. So it's probably 20, more than 20 years. And yeah, so but it was always on the side, like as a side job kind of thing. Even when I was writing music for TV and commercials, I always kept my teaching. There were some years that I kept it low, but I kept missing that. But it was always there, but it was always on the side until about 2013, when I decided. Well, I was going through a like a really weird phase in my life. I was kind of like not liking teaching at all anymore. It was boring for the kids, the same old thing, same method, same songs, same everything, the same cycle. Kids will show up, they don't practice, the excitement starts, but it will fade after maybe 2 or 3 months. So it was just the same thing. And so I started like looking into ways of making it more interesting for me and for my students. I'm trying to find, applications. Back then, 2013, that's where the iPad started like really coming along, and a new one coming along. And that's where I discovered GuitarBots. GuitarBots was awesome because it just grabbed the attention of all my students, and I was hooked with it too. I was playing, I found myself practicing for the first time just because of the fun of practicing,
That's right.
Before, as a professional musician, you practice because you have a gig and you're getting paid for it. But just because you want to practice is rare when you have life, So I was hooked, and I started incorporating in my lessons, and the kids just loved it, and everybody loved it, and I loved it, and I started seeing results really fast, especially technically. Students that wouldn't advance, like I would have students that would advance in 3 months what it would normally take them a year. So
True.
I realized, I'm pretty sure you've experienced that as well. So I was like, okay, this is it. This is something. This is impressive. And I decided to actually put it as my main method of teaching. And then I think it was 2014, 2015 when the transition was made to musician. By then, I already made the decision of doing this full time and focusing on my guitar club. So I founded with my partner a club called Guitar Stars Club. What we do, we call it Give Me Five Guitar Lessons. So thanks to Musician and to the technology, we've developed a new way of teaching is through group lessons. Mm-hmm. So we have gamified whole experience. So it's not only the technology that we use that is gamified, but the whole experience, the method we teach, the reward system we use. So it's been really exciting and it's been doing great. So yeah,
that's really good. Yeah. I know for me personally, it's been a big changer. So I've been teaching probably about 30 years, I'd say, and mm-hmm. just the last 2-3 years with Musician. Probably, like you said, keeping the kids' interest and keep playing.
Yeah.
It's been great. And just seeing their improvement as well, like especially their timing, the clarity of the notes. Probably the chords, chords are a big thing too. Because, before they just play some strings of muted, then, this is all right. But now, with a Musician, it picks it up. You can't do it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the timing is incredible. Like you have kids. I had students playing like that before Musician wouldn't play on time at all. Yep. I mean, I would have like an amplifier blasting a click, pow, 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 and nothing would work.
Yeah.
But as soon as you press play and the screen and Musician is just like right there, locked in.
Yeah.
So it's magical. It's magical. Yeah. And as you said, the practicing, I have to say that one of the tools that I use the most is the teacher's dashboard, I hope our fellow friends and musicians pay a little bit more attention to it and continue to develop, because that keeps accountability to my students. I mean, as I said, I teach group lessons, so I make sure that everybody sees how much time they practice
during
a week. So that's huge, the practicing and the enjoyment of going home and practicing, having goals of unlocking levels, having the goals of unlocking new missions, new songs, on top of me being able to assign the exercises and the songs that I position. Yes, it's great.
Yeah.
It's an amazing tool, and I can't say more enough good things about it. I was privileged to actually share also back in November with the Musician team in Bali. We went. I went to their educational yearly event. Yeah.
Oh, you went. And oh, cool.
Yeah, it was. The guys are awesome. Everybody's awesome. Great tool. That's why it's an amazing tool, because it's amazing people making it. And they all really love what they do, and they all really care to make the best product possible. And it shows in the product, it shows it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I mainly deal with Oliver over there. I don't know if do you know Oliver?
Yeah, Oliver, of course. Yeah, Oliver. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. He's been great. Like, he helped me with my book as well when I first did that, because I had to go through a lot to get the songs onto Musician and copyright, things like that. I mean, now they're my songs, but I had to use like the Musician logo and everything else. So he was great. He really helped me out.
Yeah, Oliver is awesome. He's a great person and so professional. And I love Oliver. Thanks to Musician, I found myself practicing more than before.
Yeah.
And it's a great tool. I mean, things that I've been wanting to do, but time doesn't allow it, is to be able to put, songs that I used to practice when I was in university or in college, like crazy solos from the Say Pat Metheny that I lifted back then, stuff like that, jazz solos or even classical pieces that are very difficult to be able to put them there. The thing is finding the time. Because most of my time that I spend there making songs is focused on my students,
That's right.
But I would love to be able to, or be able to play John Coltrane solo, stuff like that. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point I'll put some for top players to see what happens,
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
But I realize that the demographics of Musician is mostly up to level maybe six, between level 0 to level 6. So plus that, there's not too many of us playing But I believe it's slowly, gradually increasing, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing that I even tell my fellow musicians that to try it out, because it's a great thing to, you know, spend time and move your fingers and really, you know, improve your playing, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of material out there that is really difficult to play.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
So let's say the Mr. Fastfingers material, that some songs that are crazy, crazy difficult to play.
Yeah.
You know, with time to pull it off. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you need time to sit down and slow it down, learn it properly.
Yeah, yeah. It's not easy.
No. But even learning the other instruments too, like ukulele, I hadn't really touched before musician. But, you know, I went through the whole syllabus and pretty good now on ukulele.
Oh, really?
I don't play it live, but, you know, just for my own sake of playing it. And that's all thanks to the musician,
yeah.
You know. I hadn't even played it before, so it was good.
Yeah. My wife is starting the piano.
Oh, yeah.
And my daughter is doing guitar.
Oh, cool.
Too, as well, with me.
Yeah.
So my daughter is 9. She's level 4, going to for her level 5 now.
Oh, yeah.
I make sure that all my students, including her,
yeah.
They complete at least three stars per part, because you know you can go through the levels with 1 or 2 stars here and there.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure that if you have 3 stars, that means that you went through it and you really tried hard to.
That's right. Yeah.
So I make emphasis on that, and so all my students have to complete that. Then I give them you know, kind of like, I tell them, okay, you're officially now level 5 or level 4.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah, excellent. I've actually started musician exams as well. I did last year at school. So what I did, I chose to say 3 or 4 songs, just say level 1, for example. So the kids would come into the class, do those 3 or 4 songs, only like part, not the whole songs. And then depending on what score they got, is if they got an A, B, C, or D. So yeah, it could be like, just say between 20,000 to 25,000 is an A, and then yeah, go down like that. And then I print off a certificate for them saying, yeah, you've passed with these scores. And yeah, they're wrapped. They loved it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a good way of teaching, like setting goals. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
All right, thanks again for that. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now over to the other side of the world. Let's go to Poland with Tomek. So how long have you been playing guitar for?
I've been playing for 5 years, and I started on acoustic guitar, and I bought my first electric guitar about 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. How long have you been playing on musician for?
I've been playing musician for about 3 years. I started it about 3 years ago, yes.
Okay. When you first started playing guitar, did you go to a teacher?
No, I learned it by myself, and I never took classes or something like that.
Do you think you mainly learned from musician?
I learned a lot from musician, but I also play a lot without musician, because it's also very important to develop your skills even without help of technology, and just play. It improves your hearing, your skills to create music, your ability to create music.
Mm. So have you completed all the songs on level 10?
Yes, I can play all of songs at level 10.
Yeah, are there any songs that you think are really, really hard?
Yes, but songs on level 10 are easy enough for me. I usually play songs on level 11, 12, 30. Usually I go start musician and go to section shredding solos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there are songs that I like to play. They are challenging, and some of them I like to listen to.
And do you use the practice mode a lot when you first start on the hard songs?
Yes, it's very important to slow down at beginning and learn to play it slow, and then play it faster and faster, so you can play it without making mistakes, and it's a good way to learn songs.
So do you find once you slow it down and you play it along to the original speed, do you try and memorize it, a lot of the notes, so you don't have to look at the screen?
Yes, I try to memorize harder parts because it helps you to play some really fast without thinking about it and without reading, and it's easier to learn by remembering it.
Mm, that's true. Yeah, so at the moment, do you play in any bands or just by yourself at home?
No, I don't play. I play for myself right now. I used to play in band, but it wasn't so good, and I have no time for it.
So guitar for you is just more of a hobby at the moment?
It's a hobby, but it's really important for me, and I play a lot. I spend much of my free time playing guitar. So
how much practice do you do, just say, in one day?
It depends if I on my free time. About 3 hours, maybe, daily. Mm. Sometimes I can play more, but sometimes I don't have so much free time, and
yeah,
I just can't do it.
Well, that's good though, 3 hours, it's a lot. Do you break your practice up? Like, do you do maybe like, you know, the chord section or the leads and then learn other songs as well?
I rather lead guitarist. I prefer melodies than playing melody parts than riffs and chords. So, and I also play most of songs, musician from lead sections.
And what's your favorite type of music?
My favorite band is Megadeth, and my favorite musician is Marty Friedman.
Hmm.
He used to play in Megadeth, but then he stepped his solo.
Yep. So do you like the earlier Megadeth material or the later Megadeth?
I like most of the songs, not all of them, but most of it. I think it's a good idea to watch better guitarists, how they play and how they create a music.
Yep.
Because it also helps you to become better guitarist yourself, so.
And thank you again, Tommy. Now back to Canada for our bass specialist, Paul Watson.
I'm on the bass. I do a little bit of the guitar, but the bass is my main thing. I go by Doc Watson 82 on Musician.
And so how long have you been playing bass for?
I've been playing for about 20 years, I'd say. I mean, I'm 36 now. I started when I was in grade 9.
Mm-hmm.
I actually first joined the high school band because I couldn't afford a bass and I wasn't sure if I wanted to play bass. So that was an opportunity they were looking. I did that for, I don't know, 3-4 months and didn't so much like the band, but I loved the bass. So
yeah.
I left the band. I got an old beat up Yamaha and been thumping away ever since, pretty much.
So is the bass big where you are? So I know, like here, the guitar's really huge. A few people play bass.
No, I mean, around here, there's hardly anyone that plays bass. Everybody wants to play guitar. Everyone wants to be front and center, right?
Yeah.
For me, I just like the low-end grooves. It's always caught my ear, always made my head bob, and that's what I enjoy doing.
So what's your favorite type of music?
I guess you'd say either funk or rock.
Mm.
I mean, it was Red Hot Chili Peppers that got me interested in playing. I mean, I heard Blood Sugar Sex Magik, and I was sold. After that, I was just like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, other big artists that I really like, I mean, anything that James Jamerson played on.
Mm.
You know, a lot of the Marvin Gaye stuff. I mean, you can hardly throw a rock without, or a rock at a Motown song without hitting a James Jamerson line.
Yeah, yeah,
I think he played on something like 60% of the top R&B singles.
Yep. So you've been doing a lot of bands as well over the years?
I've done jam nights here and there with friends of mine, you know, just informal get-togethers. I find as long as I can see what the guitarist's hand's doing, I can usually follow along, even if it's only, you know, root fifth. For the most part, I play bass for my own enjoyment.
Okay.
You know, it's how I relax, how I unwind. Some people like to run. Some people like to play video games. I enjoy sitting down at the end of the day and just playing along to stuff.
Yeah.
Or trying to come up with new stuff myself.
Oh, so you do write your own things as well?
A little bit here and there. I mean, it's mostly just noodling around, enjoying myself to a drum click kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Now, have you done any recordings?
I've done some recordings of my musician stuff for YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
But apart from that, I tend to keep most of what I recorded my own stuff just sitting on a hard drive that, you know, someday I'll get posthumously produced.
Yeah.
I mean, if I ever run into the right crew of people that, you know, something just clicks, I'll be more than happy to work on something. But, you know, it's just not there at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Now, so with musician, was there anything when you started at the high levels that you didn't know before, like some of the techniques, or you pretty much knew everything?
I find with musician, with the higher level stuff, it wasn't so much that I didn't know the techniques. I hadn't got the techniques up to that level. You know, I wasn't able to play that fast, that long, and keep it on time.
Yep.
And I found, you know, running through the whole musician lesson plan and getting used to seeing the feedback and being able to, you know, go into practice mode and work on little chunks and slow it down and slowly work your way up. You know, just phenomenal growth for myself and my own playing over the last year and a half.
Yep.
So, I mean, now I'm not going to say the level 10 stuff's easy, but there's nothing on there now that I don't think I can do without some practice and focus, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So with the syllabus now, is that up to level 10 on bass or is it 8?
It goes up to level 9.
Oh, 9.
Musician had said that they were going to have level 10 out by December.
Mm.
So I know they're working on it. It's there somewhere. It just hasn't been released, at least not on the Linux platform yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hopeful in the next couple of months there'll be the whole level 10 chunk. But I mean, if you look on the musician generated tracks, they've got some stuff that goes up as high as 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, like songs like Atimba, but I mean, that's just almost foolishness.
Yeah. So where is that in the workout part, is it?
No, if you just do a search of songs by musician, you'll find higher level stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They've
yeah.
done. There's been some challenges where they might have had, you know, a level 4 and a level 8 version of a song,
yep,
and didn't have quite the complete bass line, and they've released after the fact in their catalog.
Okay.
So you see a few things like that pop up and you're just like, you know, they're working on the faster stuff, but
yeah,
it's just not there yet.
Okay, yeah. So there is some there.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's more than enough to challenge anyone for a good long while.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even say that I've gone through half the musician generated songs. I mean, they pump out a lot of content.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
You know, you get all the user generated stuff and it opens up a whole new world. And that's what I find for myself, at least, has helped me more with my theory and my practice, is that you can make your own practice tracks on whatever bit of theory or technique that you're working on and upload it yourself. Or with some of those musician Facebook groups that we have going on, you know, I'm sharing stuff and getting stuff from other folks on the private end using the teacher side, which has really been helpful. There's some really great bass books out there, but when you're just looking at it on sheet, it doesn't quite have the same, I don't know, utility as if you see it scrolling by and you can play it and get some feedback.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So do you write many of it out? Like you say, the more challenging ones, do you tab it out or you just keep going over it, repetition?
I'll tab it out, a lot of it. I find for myself, I mean, the act of writing it down kind of helps to solidify it and helps me remember a little more and helps it just kind of lay out in my brain easier to play, shall we say.
Did you read before musician, like read it in bass music?
I could read tab and follow along to tab. Couldn't read sheet music at all. And I mean, my sheet music's still very, very rusty, but it's something that I've been using musician to work on lately. I almost ashamed to admit this, but I mean, I hadn't memorized all the notes on the fretboard till I started playing with Musician. And what I did was, you know, I went through the whole lesson plan once, just reading on the standard tab setting.
Yep.
Then I started back over from the very start, level one, and switched it over so I could no longer see the actual tab numbers and just see the actual note names.
Okay.
I had to slowly follow along with that.
Yep.
And got through about half the lesson plans, and then I've gone back again. Now I'm doing the same exercises, working on reading the sheet music.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, like I find with a Musician, I mean, it's a great tool, and it's got a lot of different uses if you just kind of look at it at different angles and go, okay, let me try it from this point of view.
Yeah. With the syllabuses again, is there anything that you think that should be in there that's not?
I think there should be a lot more on, I guess, muting techniques, both with, you know, your right hand fretting hand and with your plucking hand.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times, and I've seen a few people commenting on this, they'll get dissonance happening in their strings, or not dissonance isn't the right word, sympathetic vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they might be playing a note up on the G and they cut it short, but for some reason their E string is ringing out and they don't understand why. Well, if you play the E up on the G string, you're E is going to ring out, and you've got to learn to mute that, or else, you know, if you shift down to E flat, you're going to get a real wonk sound.
Yeah.
Or if you're playing slap and pop, you know, the pros make it look like they're only hitting the strings that they want to. They're not. They're hitting everything.
Yeah.
But they're muting what they don't want coming through. But I mean, those are, you know, more advanced techniques, and I think that will come with the later lesson plans.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot in what they have right now that would take any reasonable person just starting out a couple of years to get down.
I mean, I've been teaching full-time now for the last 25 years or so. Yeah, I just find it's been amazing. Over the last 2 years with Musician, just seeing the improvement of my students, especially their timing. Their timing's like really improved.
That's it. When you've got that, you know, perfect, a little bit late, a little bit early. I mean, you get to a point where, like when I first started with Musician, I found it almost hard because I was trying to watch and trying to listen. But after a while now, I kind of keep an eye on the screen, but I'm mostly just listening. That feedback's helped me train my ear more.
Mm. Oh, for sure.
I guess.
Yeah.
The other thing too is the practice mode and being able to slow stuff down, or even for the sake of endurance and speed, the fact that it actually does let you go past the tempo up to, I think, 120 or 25%.
Yeah.
You know, there's been some challenging songs where what I'll do is I'll put it up 15-20% faster than it's supposed to be, play that 3 or 4 times, then roll it back to 100, and suddenly it's like, okay, this isn't so bad. I can do this.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I think that's a huge bonus with Musician, the practice mode.
Oh yeah, that and being able to upload your own stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, into that format is. That's the number one seller for me, really.
Yeah.
The second biggest thing as far as my enjoyment with Musician is I really enjoy the weekly challenges. I mean, I haven't been playing them all lately because there are some things like Christmas music that I just don't really care for.
Yeah.
But I like that they're bringing new styles of music every week.
Yep.
And it forces you out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
And, you know, by seeing another style of music or another timing that you're not really used to, you know, you kind of see how the whole musical picture fits together, and you get a little better with your own timing, even in the stuff that you do like and you are used to, you know?
Yeah. Again, prior to Musician, you know, people just listen to their favorite types and that's it. But now they can play whatever, funk, blues,
Russian polka, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, yeah, thank you. Unless you got anything else you want to mention, but I think we've covered everything.
No, man. That's about it for me. It's a pleasure doing this, and good to meet face to face.
Yeah, it's it. Yeah.
You have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. See you later.
Bye now.
Okay, bye. And thank you, Paul. Now over to Finland for Tim Olpak, otherwise known as Electric Cray on Set, for his insight to Musician. So when did you first start playing guitar?
43 years ago, I think, something okay. like. I was 12 years old and I'm 55 now.
So when you first started, did you go to a teacher or you just taught yourself?
I am self-learned from the start, but I was in the music institute for about, I think, something like 20 years ago or something like that. And I was there about 10 years studying under one of the biggest pros in Finland. His name is Seppo Tyni. He lives in Pori and he's very famous.
Okay.
And I was studying under him for about 10 years or so.
Oh, well.
And we're still collaborating on many music projects with him. Yeah.
So you're still doing the music then? Is it full time or just as a hobby?
No. Well, actually, now I'm unemployed now, so I could say music is my full time job, but I don't have enough paid occasions or anything like that because it's very hard to earn money from music these days. At least in Finland, because it's a small country.
Mm.
So the population, you probably know, there's only 6 million or something like that.
Okay. And how long have you been playing on musician for?
About 3 years now. It started when I bought my first iPhone. I found the app there, and I think I was hooked at the very start. I've been doing it about 3 years, and I do it quite a lot, actually.
Have you completed everything, level 10, and all the songs?
Well, I try, but of course I can't play everything. So so the levels, the higher levels are very difficult. But I've had shots on 13 and 14 level songs and things like that. I try to do everything, but of course I can't get gold on anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But levels 10 and 11, I think I can do them quite confidently, about 90% or something like that.
So what's the meaning behind your username, it's Electric Cray On Set?
Yeah, it's my band.
Actually. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Electric Cray On Set, you write it all separately, of course. Yeah. And you can find me on Spotify and YouTube and many places. We're actually on the process of making our third album now.
Oh, okay.
Which it's sort of, you might call it psychedelic rock or something like that. Psychedelic pop and rock and very 60s, 70s orientated. The guy I mentioned you, Seppo Tyni, he's actually along with me in that project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he plays bass.
Oh, excellent.
But he's an excellent guitar player, much better than me.
Yeah.
but he's doing bass.
Yeah.
Sometimes guitar too.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Feel free to. That's my main project at the moment. We are in the mixing process of album number 3 now.
Yeah.
So it should be out this year.
Okay.
I have several other projects and I'm constantly doing songs here and I just bought new gear. I switched to Logic. I was doing with Cubase before, but I switched to Logic now and I'm learning it now. But it's pretty good program in my opinion, good software.
So now back to musician. Was there any techniques that you learnt from the app that you hadn't really played before?
I would say that I haven't been very much into nowadays metal, but with musician, I've had it. I found it a big fun to play those metal songs, even though I'm not a shredder or anything like that. But it's great fun, actually. Those are the styles I've learned from musician, but. I'm more of a old style player, you know, classic rock and from electric blues, and I do acoustic as well.
Okay.
So my styles are really rock, blues, jazz, acoustic stuff like that. So I like all styles. So and playing anything is fun, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
So,
who are some of your favorite guitar players?
Well, you probably don't know the Finnish ones, but no. my main influence was Albert Järvinen. He made me start. He was a big star in the 70s, a Finnish guitar player. But of course, I like everyone. I like Jimmy Page, Ritchie Blackmore, Jimi Hendrix, of course, everything like that. From the jazz music, I like Joe Pass. I think he's my, even country, and I like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many users do they have, actually?
It's a good question. I know they've got a lot now, like, don't know how many million, but a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So I can be proud for being in top 20.
Oh, definitely. For sure.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
all right. You. I'll see you later.
See you. Bye-bye.
Over to my last guest, Eric Degenaar from Amsterdam.
I started when I was 17 years. Before that, I played piano. I had classical lessons. And when I was 17, I was more into rock music and heavy metal. My brother came home with records of Iron Maiden and Metallica and Slayer. So I was more into the rock music then. So I started playing guitar. We didn't have internet at the time, and I didn't have guitar lessons. So I started out with copying some parts for the right hand for the piano on the guitar. It was a nice exercise because you have to learn the notes on the guitar at the same time.
Did you teach yourself or went go to a teacher?
Most of the time I taught myself. I had a lesson for 1 year. I went to the music school and I played for a couple of years then. The first teacher I had was more a jazz teacher. And the first lesson I came in and I tuned down to a dropped D tuning. And I started to play something of Red.
Oh, yeah.
Lay It Down, I believe it was. It's a heavy metal song.
Yeah.
So he said, okay, I don't think I can teach you. I have another teacher for you. So then I got another teacher. And he was more into rock music and pop music. So that was better. I had lessons for about 1 year. And after that, I started learning myself, books and later internet.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I listened a lot to other guitarists, like Remy Rhodes. There was a big influence at the time. Ingrid Malmsteen, of course.
Yes.
I wasn't really into the neoclassical kind of music.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Ingrid plays all the time the harmonic skill.
Yeah, that's right.
Most of the time. I was more into the Randy Rhoads kind of thing.
Mm.
Mixing the pentatonic, the blues scale, with the natural minor scale. Oh. So that was my first lessons.
So with your, like at the moment with the bands and everything that you do, so you still do bands and recordings?
Yeah, I have my own project right now on the Reverb Nation. And it started out 1 year ago. And I was more into mixing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to learn how to mix a proper record. So I saw an interview with a producer and he said, the best thing you can do is to make a lot of songs, one song a week, and just finish it. No matter if it's good or not, just finish it in a week and then start with the next song. So after a while, I decided, it's nice to make a lot of songs, but it would be nice if I had an audience to give it to.
Yeah.
So some of my songs, they ended up on Reverb Nation. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it's the rock songs. Made a lot of other songs, and it's more EDM and kind of experimental electronic stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't put that on the internet.
Yeah,
it's not really good.
And do you have a band that you tour with as well?
We started a band a couple of weeks ago, and it's a kind of international project. I have a singer in Australia, and the rhythm guitarist is from Australia, bass player from Germany. We are going to record everything in our home studios. Mm. Then I'm going to mix it in my studio.
Oh, great.
Great. Yeah, it could be fun.
Yeah.
We're working on our first song right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So when are you planning on getting it finished? Or there's no timeline?
No timeline. No, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
This is just a project for fun.
Now, with your musician, so how long have you been on musician for?
I looked it up and it's about 1.5 years.
Okay.
And I started out with a free musician. And at the time I was working on a reunion of my old band. Musician really helped me to get my timing better. No, you have instant feedback if you're late or if you're too fast. So it works perfectly.
Hmm.
Especially the harder the songs, the faster songs, they were a good exercise.
Yeah.
And now I'm at level 10.
Yeah.
I just finished the elite level this week.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. And I have to do a couple of songs in the rhythm section.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really like it. Some songs are harder than the other songs, of course.
Yeah.
I really like to play the metal songs and the rock songs because that's my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I also like the jazz songs. Hmm. No, I have really trouble with those jazz patterns. They are very good to learn new things. I was working on a jazz song and I took about 2 weeks to finish it, to really finish the complete song.
Mm.
And at the other time, the last song, Future City, I completed in 1 hour. I still have a lot to learn, of course, because it takes about a week or 2 weeks to really feel a song. But I got the notes almost everything right in 1 hour.
Yeah, but I mean, it shows because you're on top of the leaderboard in a lot of the songs.
Yeah, sometimes some songs are harder to play, of course.
Mm.
And a lot of competition.
Yeah.
And really good players in the musician, of course. But I try always to be in the top 10 somewhere, if I can.
Yeah, that's a good little mission for yourself as well. Being in the top 10, you're actually improving your playing as well by getting the notes and the timing and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, the timing is the most difficult part,
I think.
Because you can play every note right.
Mm.
If your timing is terrible, then you end up somewhere down in the charts.
Yeah.
The timing is the most important aspect, I think.
And do you plug straight into the iPad or do you use the microphone?
No, I have an audio interface, a Tascam interface. And it's a 10 channel, and I use SenseAmp Tech 21 preamp for playing.
Mm.
And just to get it into the audio interface. Mm. And I sometimes use the equalizer on the SenseAmp, and I cut down a little of the bass.
Okay.
Because the recognition is better when you have less bass noise. And that's why I'm scoring very good with timing.
Yeah.
That's the secret. Yeah. And also, sometimes I switch between guitars.
Okay.
You know, I like to play on my Ibanez guitar. It's a very fast neck.
Mm.
And I love that guitar, a lot of sustain. But sometimes it's better to switch to a kind of Fender guitar, because a Fender has a lot of attack in its tone.
Mm.
Musician picks up the attack of the tone.
Okay.
And especially with faster songs, it can be a good idea to switch to another guitar.
Yeah.
Or to switch the elements in the guitar. Because the neck pickup is okay, and the bridge pickup is a lot noisier. So I try to switch sometimes between the neck or the bridge or in the middle. The middle has not a lot of gain. It does really well with musician on the rhythm songs.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. That's good.
And sometimes I switch to a line 6 guitar, a kind of jazz song that's difficult to play, and the chords are very difficult, I switched to the line six and with the banjo sound.
Okay.
Because it has a lot of attack and a very short sustain, but it gets recognized very well, musician.
Hmm. So overall, you're enjoying musician then?
Yeah, of course. It's a perfect program, and you learn a lot of new stuff, new kinds or patterns you learn, and ideas, chord progressions. There are a lot of beautiful songs in the musician, very well recorded. I have a lot of respect for these people, of the musician.
Yeah.
Because the sound is really good. It's really good. And they have to make every week a new set of songs for the competition.
Yep.
So it's a very short time.
That's right. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, of course. And they do really well. Yep. Really well. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Eric.
Okay.
Now,
see you later.
Yeah, talk to you soon. See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And thank you again to all my guests today for a great insight to musician and also how to help you get up there with those top scores on musician. So really good tips are the practice mode. So really slow down the song. Use the auto mode to automatically increase your speed as you get the notes right. You can always write out the songs if you want to, but definitely the practice mode is the best way to go. So I do have more tips about musician over on my closed Facebook group, so check that out. You can win a free lifetime pass this week just by sending me an email and saying I would love a free membership. So join me next week, where I have guitarist Jamie Humphries, who is originally from the UK, but now lives in Sweden. Now, Jamie was part of the Brian May band. He also performed with Queen and also performs regularly with the We Will Rock You, the stage musical shows. So until next week, keep jamming.